Okay, the next condition of Yichud is how many men and how many women there are. Yichud is where a man and a woman are secluded alone. How many people break that Yichud? So we already learned that a husband can break the Yichud for his wife and some other man, and a wife can break the Yichud for her husband and another woman. And now we'll see in general how many people alone is called Yichud. So a woman, okay, is allowed to be alone with two men at the same time, as long as those men are over 9 years old, and they are what's it called, Jews who are Shomer Mitzvahs, basically moral. Okay, if they are not Shomer Mitzvahs and act in a immoral way, Torah-wise, what's considered immoral from a Torah standpoint, then a woman's not allowed to be alone with two men like that, even 100 men like that. If one of them is frum and one not, we'll see that there are heterim for that, at least b'shas atchak. Okay, that's only during the day and in a place that is where there are people around, other people passing by or whatever. But either in a secluded place completely outside the city, okay, or at night when people normally go to sleep in that place, then a woman can't be alone with two men. She can be alone with three men. And again, the same condition, the three men have to be frum. This heter is even for somebody that the woman is close with. Like we said last week, libo gasba, which is somebody that the woman has a close relationship with, business relationship, relative relationship, or so on. Still, that helps also. And it also helps even if the people that she's alone with are people who deal with women all the time, have businesses that deal with women. People who sell cosmetics, people who are involved in a beauty parlor, something like that. We'll see that in other situations, that may be a factor not to permit Yichud, but it doesn't affect a woman being alone with two men during the day or three men at night. Okay, two men permit Yichud with a woman even if the woman is not frum, or even if she's a goya. Two men are allowed to be alone with a non-Jewish woman and with a, what's it called, with a frum, with a Jewish woman who's not frum. Okay. What else? Okay, that's basically the halacha of how many men are needed to break the yichud with a woman. Again, during the day, in a place that the people pass by, even though they're in a locked room, what's it called, inside a house, but it's in a place where there are passerby. It's not a totally secluded place, and it's during the daytime. Two men are enough to break the yichud. At night, after the time that people are normally sleeping, or even in the day, on a secluded road where nobody passes by, you need three men. Okay. And like we said, three men have to be frum, or at least one of them, b'shas hadchak, even if only one of them is frum, is okay.
The Rosh said at the beginning that it needs shomer mitzvahs and moral.
Yeah, that's meaning the following. If the person's not a shomer mitzvahs, but he's known to be a moral person, he's just not shomer mitzvahs because he was brought up not frum, but he's morally, what's it called, a fine person, then that's good enough. And if the person is not frum, because he knows not to be frum, he went off the derech, then it doesn't help. Then he's considered not moral. And a person who's frum, but he's not moral, right? He keeps mitzvahs, he's shomer Shabbos, but he goes to mixed women. or he goes to movies that are aser, or something that's considered already a parutz, and that Torah-wise considered immoral, and he's not, can't break the yichud.
That's considered
what?
That's
he's Shomer Shabbos. He's not, what's it called? But in these areas, he's, what's it called? What averas make you not frum? If you're Shomer Shabbos, and you basically keep mitzvahs, but there's things that you don't do. So the gabi yichud, if the things you don't do are not are things that have to do with arayas, then you're a parut.
Somebody who's not from, obviously, is going to go mixed swimming.
Lavdafka could be that it's not from, but he's morally outstanding. Whatever.
He wouldn't go to something.
Right, he doesn't do it. He's extra prude.
Supposedly in the office.
What?
Supposedly in the office with this man and women.
Yeah, so that's not yichud, because they're not alone.
Four people,
what?
Four or five people.
It depends how many people. If it's just a boss and a secretary, it's yichud.
Yeah, that's
right. If there's two men, who are at least one of them is frum, right, and there's one secretary, that's okay. If there's two men who are not frum, and a secretary who's frum, she can't be in that office unless they break the yichud some other way. Like leaving the door open in the daytime or something like that, or leaving it unlocked at least. Well, that we didn't get to yet. But if it fits the conditions of Yichud, then you need these amount of people to break the Yichud. Okay, now the opposite way. How many women are enough to break the Yichud with a man? Okay, one man, and one man with two women is not okay. Okay, and there is a Shita, it's mostly Svardim hold like that, that one man, even with a million women, is considered yichud. No amount of women breaks the yichud. We don't hold like that. We hold that one man with two women is aser, but one man with three women is okay in the daytime, in a place where there are people passing by, and at night, or in a where after people are asleep, and or in a place in the daytime where nobody passes by, you need four women. One man and four women. Okay. Now, any combination, not everybody holds like this, but halacha we hold like that. Any combination of this is okay. So if you have two men and three women in the daytime is also okay. The fact that you have more men doesn't make it worse. So what's it called? That's okay. So that's, again, for a man to be alone with one man with women, you need three women in the daytime and four women at night. Okay.
What if one of those men are not moral?
What?
What if one of those men are not moral?
We'll get to that in a second. Okay.
If there's one woman and okay. Two men in an office at night.
Yeah. It's no good.
And the office
no.
Is
one. What? One.
If there's a woman with two men in an office at night.
At night, after there's nobody passing by, and it's after late hours of night.
But the doors are all unlocked.
Doesn't make a difference. That's that you can't be alone with two men. You need three men. Okay. Okay, here, the man, in order to be mutter with three women in the daytime, right, has to be a man who doesn't deal with women constantly. His profession is not to deal with women. But if he's a person who deals with women, he's a beautician, he's something similar to that, right, then this heter doesn't apply. Then he can't be alone even with a lot of women. The heter of three women, it doesn't make a difference if the women are frum or not. One man with three women could be even if the women are goyim and if the women are not frum. Okay, if the man has a special relationship with these women, he's close to them for some reason, okay, has a close, warm relationship with them, then it also doesn't help. Then there's no heter for a man to be alone with what's it called, with three women who he has a close relationship, or even 10 women. But if one of them he doesn't have a close relationship with, and there's three, two of them yes and one not, then it's mutter. Okay, and the same thing goes when you need four. At night, or in a place that's totally secluded, where you need one man and four women, the four women can be even goyim, but they can't be somebody. They can't be that the man has a special relationship with what's it called with any of them, with all of them. and it can't be a man who has a profession that deals with women. Okay. The exception to that, where a man who is a beautician, or he has a special relationship with all the women that he's being miyuchad with, either three in the day or four at night, that's only if they're over 9 years old. But if they're between five and nine, even though normally any girl over three can't be miyuchad with, then it doesn't make a difference if he has a close relationship with them. It doesn't make a difference if he has his profession is with women. There it's mutter. But a girl over nine, there those two things make a difference. Okay? Okay. That's all I want to cover tonight is, again, how many men and how many women break the yichud.